Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom-line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel today. Have you ever felt at your breaking point? You know what I'm talking about out there. Oh my gosh, you feel so much stress. And then you think, how am I going to deal with this? No, put that down. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, that Ben and Jerry's. I'm talking about dealing with stress in a brand new way. And I have Tara Grojesk, a dear, dear friend of mine and someone I've known in the spa industry for more years than I care to count, huh, Tara? Who is president of Tara Spa Therapy and has for the last 20 years been devoted to promoting the experience of well-being. She's a certified massage therapist, holistic health educator, and certified Ayurvedic practitioner. She knows everything there is to know about de-stressing with really cool products. I've used the aromatherapy for so many years, and I'm just going to hop right into it. Tara, first, welcome to Her Radio. So you're at your breaking point and you want to ease your stress. And we're going to talk about an innovative way of doing that with heat therapy. Can you help us understand how that works?
Well, first of all, thanks, Pam, for having me on. It's great to be here today. You know, heat therapy is one of the best stress reducers because what it does is it helps to release the tension in the muscles. And, you know, when we're really stressed out, the muscles start constricting. They're like gripping. And what we need to do is make them more soft and supple because they need to release so that the blood can flow.
Yes, Governor.
So, you know, circulation can happen. When we're tense and tight, you know, we're all constricted, and heat just turns the muscle tissue soft and almost like jello.
Wow. Okay, and so, I mean, are we just talking about hopping in a bath? Are we talking about putting something on our body? How do we do this heat therapy?
Right. There's a few ways to do it, and of course, a hot bath is a great way to relax, although we have to be careful not to get it too hot, because we can overheat ourselves a bit. But there is localized application of heat with hot packs. And as you know, in my Tara Spa line, I have Herbalese heat therapy packs, one for the neck, and then there's a rectangular pack that's called the Uni Pack. And we can apply that to the tummy, to the low back, to the kidneys, to different parts of the body to bring heat to that area. In fact, my favorite thing to do is to heat it up and put it in my bed while I'm getting ready for bed, and to warm the bed. And then once I get in, I put it on my tummy, and I'll tell you, that is the best way to induce a deep sleep.
Really? And so, I mean, where do you put it on your body to be able to induce that deep sleep and that relaxation? Because each part of the body is so different.
Yeah, it is. Well, first I should mention that when you bring heat to a localized area, it does increase white blood cell production. So it is a great immune booster anyway. And especially if you feel like you're coming down with a cold or flu bug or something like that, what I do, first thing I do is heat up the packs and just put them, you know, on my tummy and on the kidney area. You know, in Chinese medicine, that's a common principle to keep the kidneys warm and the low back. So that's a great thing to do if you feel like you're coming down with something. In fact, my son, when he was little, we used to fight over the packs, you know, to kind of boost our immunity when during the cold winter months. And I know with this barrage of storms, that's a really great tip to use.
Now, why wouldn't someone just use a hot water bottle, you know, the old-fashioned way? I mean, seriously, what's the difference? What are these packs that you're really talking about?
Well, the packs that we have at Tara Spa are made with rice. And, you know, just like you sometimes see rice kernels in a salt shaker, it absorbs moisture. So the rice absorbs moisture. And when we heat the pack up in a microwave, it releases moist heat. And actually, moist heat is more deeply penetrating than dry heat. So some people might have an electric electric blanket on their bed, or they might have an electric heating pad. And that does generate heat, and it does feel good. But it's a different type of heat penetration than the moist heat, or like a steam. It's like inducing a steam therapy, which is more deeply penetrating. And so the magic is the rice.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the magic is in the rice.
Okay. And so this is very different than that. So many of us out there, I mean, for crying out loud, the American Institute of Stress says that at least 77% of people, you know, feel that they're just stressed, mind and body. But especially when you get stressed, you tense up. You know, suddenly you find your shoulders are sitting somewhere near your ears, and you didn't realize that you're tensing up as much. So I think a lot of this is also muscular. So you're saying that the moist heat is a great way to de-stress muscles that are very tense. And I'm thinking one of the biggest muscles, you know, in the back, all of that huge collection of muscles. I know I feel it, my lower lumbar area, it just tenses up. And I find myself, you know, feeling pain. So is this kind of where you're going? And if it's true, how often should you use it during the day?
Yeah, well, great point, Pam. Actually, heat therapy you can use ongoing. A lot of times when I come home from a work day, first thing I do is heat up my neck pillow pack, and I put that around my neck. And I know you were talking about your spinal column. You know, everyone holds their tension in different places, but with all of us on the computers all day long and other stress from driving and all of that, the neck and shoulder area is a great place to target. And wrapping, you know, a warm pack around the neck is really good for releasing tension in the neck and the shoulder area. And you can do something like that, wrap it around the neck while you're preparing dinner or while you're at your computer or while you're sitting in front of the TV. So it's very, you know, it doesn't interfere with moving around or doing what you need to do. And you can still get the benefit of the moist heat therapy.
I just think that this is fabulous. So this is all something you could do at home. You don't have to go running off to a spa or somewhere. That you can bring these things into your home and use them on a routine basis. I'm thinking also of tension headaches, and the fact that, you know, that back pillow, as it were, the wrap, is so terribly helpful to me. I love that. I have had one of yours for years and years, and I keep using it. But I think a lot of people don't know that tension headaches actually cause constriction of those muscles at the back of the neck, and that pulls down on the skin and the muscles, you know, on top of your your skull.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've seen a lot. I wanted to mention this, Pam, because I've seen a lot in younger kids, they are teenagers, because of being bent over on the smartphones and texting all the time. I've seen a lot of postural changes, and adults are doing that too, and then they're hunched over their computers. So there's a lot of compression, a lot of tension that's in the neck, shoulder area, just from postural imbalance. And that creates a lot of tension in the musculature, which then can ultimately affect headache tension. So, your point is really an important one, that a lot of headache problems, headache tension, is coming from structural alignment and then also from improper digestion. And a hot pack to the abdomen is a great thing also to aid digestion and calm down the nervous system and also aid improper digestion.
And you also add a little bit of aromatherapy, don't you, to your packs?
Absolutely. The hot packs, we use spices, warming spices, because they help to move.
And lavender and other, oh my gosh, absolutely. And they smell so good when they get all warmed up. It's just absolutely fabulous. I've been using mine forever in a day. So everyone out there at your breaking point, yeah. Well, you can ease your stress with heat therapy. We've been talking to Tara Grojesk, who's the president of Tara Spa Therapy. You can learn more about her by going to her website, TaraSpa.com. Thank you, Tara, for being on our wonderful program, Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.